something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message purpose, plan, and timing.
Hallelujah.
I will read something to you from 1 Chronicles chapter 15. And I'm reading from verse 13. For because he did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. Now, what's he talking about? This was the occasion where David had asked the children of Israel to bring the Ark of God into the city of David. And you know what David did? He got a new cart. He got the best horses in the land to carry the Ark of God, to transport the Ark of God into the place that he had prepared for it. And so the children of Israel gathered and they made a lot of noise and praised the Lord. They were so excited. They danced, you know, they were feasting over this. And two men were in the cart together with the Ark of God. As they drove the cart, the Ark of God, to the city of David. The Bible tells us something happened. Something significant happened. The horses stumbled and the cart shook. The Ark of God shook. And the two men tried to stop it from falling. When they did, the Bible says the anger of the Lord was kindled against those two men for touching the Ark of God. And they were killed instantly. David became afraid of God that day and wouldn't bring the Ark of God to the city of David anymore. He was afraid. They had to keep the Ark of God in the house of a man known as Obed-Edom. And when the Ark of God was put in that man's house, he was blessed. His family was blessed. And David was wondering, how come this man's getting blessed? He's got the Ark of God in his house. I was trying to bring the Ark of God to Jerusalem, and I got trouble. He wondered why. And then he found out why. He searched the scriptures and found out the reason. And then he called the elders again and called the priests, the Levites. He called them and he said, I found the reason why we got trouble the first time. And that's where I read to you verse 13, chapter 15, 1 Chronicles. For because you did it not at the first, he said, the priest said to the priest, you were not the ones that carried it at the first. Because it was the priest who was supposed to carry the Ark of God. That was the prescription of God. That was God's plan. You see, that was God's plan. And he said, for because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. There is a due order. And this was what David found out, but it was very costly. It cost the lives of two men. David found out after the death of two men. Their lives could have been saved if they had done this the right way the first time. We sought him not after the due order. See, that was the first problem. And then, if you would turn to Hebrews chapter 8, And I'm reading to you verse 5. Now, from the fourth verse, it talks about the priests and continues in verse 5, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses, now this is the part I want you to see. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, God said to him, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. God said, see that you make all things according to the pattern, according to the plan. God had a plan. You see, he had a plan. And he said to Moses, see that you carry out everything according to the plan. God is always concerned that you carry things out according to the plan. According to the plan. You remember, Moses learned a terrible lesson when he did things outside the plan of God. If you would go to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 20. From verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I want you to follow this reading very carefully, and you'll make some observation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock, speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. Now Moses is talking to the children of Israel. Hear now, ye rebels. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. He smote the rock twice. Go back to verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. God said, take the rod in your hand. You see, you've got to follow his instruction carefully. He said, take the rod in your hand and speak to the rock. Talk to the rock, and water will come out of the rock. But look what we find. Verse 11. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. God didn't say smite the rock. God said, talk to the rock. You see, the plan of God was to talk to the rock. Moses smote the rock, and he smote the rock twice. And water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. You see, it worked. Water came out. You see, water came out. Why did Moses do that? Because the first time, when the people were thirsty, and he said to God, the people are thirsty, what am I going to do? God said, take your rod and go to the rock. When you get to the rock, strike it, and water will come out of the rock. And, you know, he smote the rock, and water came out of the rock. The second time, God said, talk to the rock, but hold the rod in your hand, but talk to the rock. Now, Moses, this time he's not listening to God. Why? He's angry. Something's changed. Moses is offended. Anger can make you lose the plan of God and do the wrong thing. Be careful about anger. He was angry with the people. He said, must we bring you water out of this rock, ye rebels? And he smote the rock twice. The water came out, though. But God was angry with Moses. You see, Just because it worked doesn't mean you're in the plan of God. What is God's plan? Did you know God has a plan for the things you do, for the life you live? Are you living God's plan? You see, are you doing things according to his plan? Look at this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, verse 12, and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. Terrible. And because of this very thing, Moses was not allowed to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. He didn't complete his ministry because of this. Can you see that? You want to serve God with your life? Follow his plan. Follow his plan. And you know, if you don't know the word of God, you can't follow God's plan. His word reveals his plan. And his spirit enlightens you to understand that plan. Follow God's plan.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.